It's time for Thought for the Day on Radio Cracker.
Today's Thought for the Day is brought to you by Anne Livingstone.
Over the past year, I have enjoyed taking part in our local park run on a Saturday morning. It takes place at the ECOS Centre, Ballymena. Over 150 people run, jog or walk around the 5 kilometre route on a Saturday morning at 9:30. As well as feeling the benefits of a bit of exercise, I enjoy the chat with the other runners and then a good cup of coffee and possibly a fry in the cafe afterwards. I have a friend who has completed over 100 park runs at the ECOS Centre, and so to add a bit of variety to his weekly run, he has become a park run tourist. He has been to various park runs in Northern Ireland, the Republic of Ireland, England, and even Poland, completing the 25 letters in the park run alphabet. For example, he ran at Lough Shore Antrim, and he earned the letter A. ECOS in Ballymena gave him the letter E, and Zamek in Poland for the letter Z. For some letters, he had a choice of venue. He went to Belfast, Victoria to get the B in his alphabet, but he could have gone to Bangor instead. Or the letter C. He went to Carrickfergus, but he could have chosen City Park, Craigavon. And for L, my friend opted for Limavady, but he could have gone to Lime Park, Armoy. There are many ways to complete the parkrun alphabet. At Christmas time, we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, who came into the world to declare that he is the Son of God and the only way we can have access to his Father. There is no choice to make. We have no other way to God to be able to spend our eternity with him in the paradise of heaven. Jesus is quoted in the Bible as saying, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." This may sound like an arrogant claim to us. Jesus saying in John chapter 14, verse 6, that he is the only way to eternal life in heaven, the only way to receive the forgiveness and peace God offers. Jesus is telling us that all our own efforts, our good deeds, our good works are meaningless. Yet this is the most inclusive message that you will ever hear. This one way to God is open to everyone, the rich, the poor, young and old, people from all walks of life and religious backgrounds. Jesus was born into this world to live a perfect life on this earth. He died roughly 30 years later and miraculously rose again after 3 days to open up the way to God. There is no other way to God, only through Jesus Christ. No alternative routes, unlike the park run alphabet. I hope that you will accept the truth that Jesus Christ has opened up the way to God and gives us life, true, abundant life.